This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, namaste, bitches. It's Teresa Giudice, and I'm here with my co-host, Melissa Feaster.
What's up, Teresa? What's up, our namaste bitches? You all right?
Yeah.
Pat wants to come in and
record
with us. Look, Pat wants to, our third namaste bitches.
Yeah.
Look, I sound like an extra man today because of freaking BravoCon. Oh, my God.
You know, I was losing my voice before going into BravoCon because we had our finale, and Now my voice is kind of back. I slept today. I got in yesterday. I got home at 4:30, and then we had dinner, and then early night I fell asleep. I slept a lot, so now I'm rejuvenated again.
Good, you needed sleep.
Yeah, I needed sleep because I didn't have that much sleep over there at BravoCon.
So I mean, it was insane. Our namaste bitches boot. You guys, if you weren't there. And if you haven't seen pictures, we had the dopest namaste bitches booth. Our producer and Herdat did so incredible.
They did. It
was incredible. And not only that, Pat's, our producer's wife, came to help on her own.
And we had a lot of other people too, right?
And then Pat's wife's cousin and her husband, who were so incredible, they flew out just to help us in the booth. It was like for nothing, like just to be of help for this crazy madness that.
Yeah, no, thank you so much to them, to Pat's wife and to the, you know, to the other two. Well, who do you know their names?
They were absolutely incredible. And it's just like, they were so not, everyone was just great. Like they did so much.
Yeah, no, thank you so much to them. Yeah. And it was great meeting all the fans, like, you know, all the love that we got, it was really, you know, overwhelming. It was so beautiful. Thank you everyone to come and visit us and take photos and buy our merch. Like it was really so grateful.
So every day we had our booth and we had our like fun meet and greets. Right. And you guys, all of you that came, and for those of you that weren't there, unfortunately, like everyone was so freaking incredible, like so freaking incredible.
Yeah, they were.
It was, I mean, how awesome were the fans?
Yeah, and I hope I got pictures with, you know, everyone that was waiting in line. I heard they cut off the line some days because I had to go. I'm so sorry. It wasn't my doing. Because I had to be at other places. So if that happened to you, I feel so bad because it wasn't me.
But like for the days that you didn't have anything, two days that you didn't have anything after, we stayed even longer because there were so many awesome fans waiting and we just were like, let's go. Like they're so excited. Remember that guy the last day on crutches waiting in line?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, people were in wheelchairs. They were on crutches.
No, I think you gave him a free shirt.
I did. I think I gave a lot of people free shirts.
Yeah.
One woman came up to me after our meet and greet was done when I was just like at the booth with Gary and Kate and Beth or Pat, whomever. But they were like, hi. The woman was so sweet. She was like, hi. And I'm like talking to her and she was so nice. I'm like, what's your name? And she's like, Vicky. And Vicky was my Baba's name. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, here, take this. Like, I was just like, Yeah. I mean, everyone was so nice. They're so sweet. They were so excited. Like, you guys, your energy and your excitement just like gave us energy and excitement and life. And it was just like the best meeting all of you, you know, every single, I mean, we met people from Australia to, there you go.
My Namaste Bitches shirt on.
I just see the top of your boobs and the bitches and it looks fabulous.
I gotta higher, put my chair higher.
Yeah. And people were buying merch. We had those cool sweatpants that you could only see and that you could only get at the booth. But the other merch that have that are the sweatpants that are so dope that we're living in, that have the Namaste Bitches down the side, those are still up. You can find those anytime. All of our merch, you guys, if you missed BravoCon, you can find still all of our merch always up at shop.herdatmedia.com. Just search for Namaste Bitches and you can find our merch. But
yeah, and sorry about that, because a lot of people said some people had cash and they, you know, we weren't taking cash. It was credit card only. And wasn't what we, you know, it was Bravo's rules. So if you missed buying merch, definitely that, go on our site and you can buy it there.
Yeah. But everyone was just like electric. The lines were like a mile long. It was just insanity. Like people meeting, telling us their stories about their kids, about their parents. Some were from Australia. Some were from like, there's everywhere, Japan,
yeah,
Australia.
Yeah, all over. There was people from all over. I guess being in Vegas was a good idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, listen, you go to BravoCon and you go to the casinos and you can be up. It's insane. Like it's whether it's 12 o'clock in the middle of the afternoon or 12 a.m. Like Vegas is just, I haven't been there in so long. I forgot what it was like.
The last time I was there was Valentine's Day.
Oh, for the concert.
Yes.
Was it John Legend? Bruno.
No, Bruno. Yeah. Bruno,
why do I remember your Valentine's Day and I don't remember?
Yeah, that
Valentine's
was the
Day.
Last time I was there. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what? The worst, there were so.
And wait, oh, the Sphere. Now they have the Sphere there.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that? That was from, because I stayed from my hotel room. I could see it. And there was a YouTube concert going on, Usher concert going on. I heard Kenya Moore went to the YouTube concert and Usher serenaded her. Did you hear about that?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Yeah, they were getting a little close.
So cool. Yeah, that was so cool.
Actually, Gary and Kate, who were, you know, the two that Pat's wife's cousins, they went to the YouTube concert one night and they said, hands down, like we're all adults. We're not like 20 years old, like going to like our first concert. They said, hands down, it was the greatest experience of their life.
Wow.
They said, they said the optics of the Sphere was almost as entertaining as like the music because it was just so much.
Wow, that's so cool. So
I know. I definitely want to go back.
Yeah, next time we go out there, we got to see what's going on there.
It was just amazing. How was seeing everybody, like all the other Bravo people?
It was so, because, you know, we don't get to see them. This is the time we see them.
Right.
So that's why I didn't do anything else but hook up with the other Bravo celebrities, because, you know, Bravo people, because, you know, it's like, this is the only time we get to see them. So I hung out with, you were there that night.
That night was awesome.
We hung out with Larsa Pippen, Caroline Stanberry, Lisa Hockshin. Am I saying, how do you say her last name?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And her amazing boyfriend.
Yeah.
Joey.
All their,
I love,
you know, their spouses.
Him.
We were with the, yeah, we were with
Meredith Marks and Brooke.
Meredith Marks, yeah. And I think that was it. That was that
Heather
one
Dubrow
night, right?
Was there.
Oh, yeah, Heather Dubrow. And I sat next to Heather Dubrow at the Watch What Happens Live, the one that I presented at.
Well,
I was in the front row, and I sat next to Heather was on my right, Jennifer Aiden was on my left.
How was Heather?
She was nice. You know, she's like, do you and me have any beef? I'm like, no. But I think at one time she did say something about me, but I didn't want to bring it up. And I don't even remember what it was. But she was really cool. And we were talking. And because my whole thing is I don't ever want to fight with another Bravo person, because it's like, I feel like we're a family. Like we're all on, yeah, like we're all like, we're a Bravo family. So it's like, I really don't want to talk shit about another Bravo person that works on the network, because it's like, why? We should be lifting each other up. So I'm glad, you know, I got to, you know, I'm glad we, I sat next to her, you know, we chatted and it was good. Yeah. It was, you know, good energy. And
Lisa's boyfriend, Jody, oh my gosh.
He so was nice. Like
the nicest.
Yeah. He was so nice. Yeah. He was so nice. Like, it's so crazy. Like you get a, like you, like from watching the show or from just seeing somebody on Instagram, you think one thing, like that's why you should never judge anyone.
Well, of course, the story of your life.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why when you get to know the person, it's so different than like just how they come across on Instagram or on the show. But yeah, he was very, very nice. Lars's boyfriend, Mark, so sweetheart.
He was so nice.
Yeah, they were.
I bet you they get engaged.
Yeah, I mean, they seem pretty powerful. Yeah.
I bet both, Lisa and Larsa.
Yes. I mean, they both seem very happy, very, very happy, because like, when you hang out with them, it's like, then you know. Yeah, they both, some, you know, it was good. I love being around other couples that are like so in love and happy, you know,
because totally.
I love spreading the love. So I definitely felt that with them. And then another night we went
and Larsa, you know, I think I told you the story, right? Like Josh has known Larsa and Scotty for like 12, 13.
Oh, that's
like,
right. Yes. He used to represent Scotty.
So Josh, that's how, and Teresa, when I first met Josh, when I went to his business, his office, he wasn't in the room yet. And I walked in, his assistant was like, Josh will be in a second. Mm-hmm. On his couch was a Scottie Pippen jersey. And you know me, Psycho Sports.
Yeah.
I grew up, even though I'm Ohio, I loved the Cavs, but I was like, because it was Jordan era. I was psycho Michael Jordan, and it was Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
Oh,
so
wow.
Like I listen, this is what a dork I was. I don't think I've ever said this. I would watch the basketball game live, like the Bulls game. Yeah. I would watch it live. And then I would record it on my VHS at the same time. So I'd watch it live and then I'd go and I'd watch it again afterwards.
Wow. You're like a true hard fan then.
I would study like their moves, because I was playing basketball at the same time.
Wow.
I would study their moves. I would write it down. I would go outside on my court and like practice it and do their skills. Like I was psycho. So now we have DVR. God, what I could have done with DVR back then. VH1 stacked like this.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Of just all old games.
Wow.
And I had like 8 Air Jordans.
That's awesome.
So Josh, anyway, I walk in, Scottie Pippen's. I'm like shocking him a little loud. I'm like, what in the actual fuck is this? And no one's in the room. I'm just talking to myself. And Josh walks in and he's like, nice to meet you. Cause he could hear me down the hall.
Oh, man.
I was like, I didn't even say hi. My name is Melissa. I said, what is this?
So that's good. You guys have that in common. You both love sports.
And off, like, but it's funny because I'm talking about this, yet I'm wearing like my like little hooker dress, my 8-inch heels, because you know, you got to dress to impress. Yeah. Meanwhile, I stand up, Josh comes to here. I'm like this to hug him. But like, no, it kicked off. We were supposed to have a 30-minute meeting and it went an hour and a half.
Wow, that's awesome.
We were just talking about sports. So anyway.
Yeah, isn't it a small world how like, and like how you, and then I'm sure you haven't seen, you haven't probably seen her. Like, did you ever meet her before?
I haven't seen Larsa. I had her on Side Piece like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. And look, and now you saw her. So it's kind of,
and she gets on and she's like, I can't believe I've known your husband for over a decade and you and I are just now meeting. I'm like, I know. But then still, the next time now seeing her was over there at when we were out to eat, to dinner. That was the second time I've seen her since all this.
So, wow.
That's why I was really excited. I was like, we were talking. That's why we were taking pictures.
Yeah.
I was pushy to take pictures because I wanted to, I'm like, and then we took a picture, a selfie, and she sent it to Josh. And she's like, oh God, these crazy bitches are together.
Oh, that's so cute.
So that's how Josh knew. So it's a small world. Like it's just, crazy that
it really is. That's why it's like, you know, that's why I'm all about like always giving good vibes, leaving good vibes. It's like, don't talk shit about people. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I heard Lala said something about me.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She got asked a question like, you know, who wouldn't you want to be stuck in an elevator with? And she said, Judice. You know, I don't know why she would say that. But then when I had my panel with the housewives, with the OG housewives, they asked Louie to get online and ask me a question. Because I was like, why is my husband in line asking a question? It's because they told him to ask me a question. Like
about
the
Lala situation.
What?
About the Lala situation?
No, they just told him to get online and ask me a question. I guess the Bravo people. I guess they thought it would be cute, you know?
Yeah.
So he was trying to think quick of what question to ask me, you know? So then he asked me, who would you want to be stuck on an elevator with? Ugh. And then I said, Lala. I said, because we would have so much fun. It would be a dream. So that was my response back. But before I responded that, she had DM'd me and apologized for it. So
that's nice.
Yeah, so I'm glad. And that's it. Like
she says something about you and then she says something about Louie.
Well, she said she wouldn't want to be on an elevator with both of us. Yeah. So, and then she just said, you know, she sent me a nice message saying, sorry, you know, sorry about that. Like I
wonder what, like, if you have no beef with someone, why they have to like start it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people do it for attention or
yeah.
You know, they have their own motives or because if they heard something else, it's like, you should never take what someone else says. You should really get to know the person first before casting any judgment on anyone. So,
but unfortunately most people don't do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look at that. Teresa, this is a perfect, perfect reason why we do this podcast is so people see that other side of you that they might assume is different on TV. Right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, I know.
They see the mom side. They see the amazing friend side, right? They see like the loyalty and like the fun and the respect and like you being a mom and like working and all these things that you do, the marriage. You know, they see all these things and hear from us as opposed to like what they want to just assume of who you are from watching a TV show that is so not reality, even though it's reality, it's so not reality because it's like, it's just like these, not stage, but it's just like these like boxing matches every episode.
Yeah. I mean, right. And I'm going to have to say BravoCon was like received. I received it really well and the fans were amazing. Everything was great. Just like that Lala thing. And then like another thing that happened I was on the press line. The only negative question, it was negative.
Oh, yeah. What were some questions that you had asked?
They asked me the whole question about Alexia from Miami. They're like,
Louie dating Alexia.
First of all, they never dated.
Was that out there? Or no. Try to date?
No, Melissa, my cast member.
Yeah, they're
on Real Housewives in New Jersey. She's my sister-in-law, like cast member / sister-in-law. She's the one that put that out there on the after show, on our after show for season 13. Because I was trying to remember.
See, I missed that. Where was I?
Yeah, so she put that out there on the after show for season 13.
That what? So, Louie was trying to find?
No, when I first met Louie, we were just talking as a family. Yeah. And then Louie said, oh my God, I ran into Alexia with my sons in Barcelona when she was with Todd. So he's walking by and he's with, and this is exactly what happened. And then when I saw Alexia, I told her, I said, you forgot exactly, you know, some of the things. Cause exactly you forget. And when you're put on the spot, sometimes you don't, you know, you forget what
all the details
happened.
Aren't there.
Exactly. And then, Melissa, she said, she's like, I want to come on your podcast because I want to clear that shit up. You know,
Alexia.
Yeah.
You know, but we never talked about it. I didn't even know.
No, I'm telling you, she told me at BravoCon, Because I told her, I said, you know who put that out there was Melissa. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, I can't believe she's the one that put that out there. I said, yeah, she put that out there after, but what on did the Melissa after show.
I missed the whole thing. I didn't know this.
This is what happens. People put out lies. They just put something out there because then the media picks it up. It's a juicy story. You capisce?
What? That she was, that Louis was trying to date Alexia?
Exactly. That's a juicy story.
Because they fucking saw each other one time in Barcelona?
Exactly. When he was with his two sons and Alexia was with Todd. So really.
Well, I date exactly. A lot of people because I saw like Melissa, 1,000 guys.
But Melissa left that part out. Do you understand? She left that part out that he was with his two sons and she was with Todd. She just put out what she wanted everyone to hear. Do you understand? That's what people do. When they want to hurt other people, they put out what they want the media to pick up. So of course, if they put something juicy out there, the media is going to pick it up.
So then Melissa put that out on an after show. And then Correct. That's why Alexia, when she was on Watch What Happens Live, was asked
then,
about
and
it.
Then that's where Andy Cohen must have picked it up. And that's where he picked it up from that because Melissa put it on the after show. So you get it? That's how rumors start then. Because Melissa, she put that, you know, that nugget out there. She knew it was going to get, you know, it's juicy. Get it?
Yeah,
so
right.
Of course, they're going to pick it up. So that's exactly what happened. And then, Alexia said that it was another time that Louis ran into her and Todd. And I don't know, you know, where that was, but she was always with Todd and Louis was with his kids. Like, cause he's always, you know, he goes on vacation with his kids, like at, you know, whatever. But Louis doesn't remember the other time. He's like, I only ran into her one time. She was with Todd. He was with his children. And he went up to her. He goes, hi, Alexia. He's like, you're from Miami, right? And she's like, yeah. She's like, my sister used to date Frederick. So that's why he went up to her. Because Frederick, they used to date Adriana. Or were they married?
Yeah.
Okay. Louis' sister, Veronica, used to date Frederick.
So that's how
Isn't
Louis-
that small world? So that's why Louis went up to Alexia to tell her, I know Frederick. And that's
how Louis knew who Alexia was.
Correct. From Miami Housewives.
Ew, that's crazy.
Yes, because Veronica used to date Frederick. They used to be married to Adriana.
That's crazy.
Right? They were married, right? Because I'm not sure. I don't know if they were married.
Frederick was the one that they married, I think, like their first season.
Okay. So that's how. So Louis went up to her to ask, to tell her that. He's like, I know Frederick. She used to, you know, so that's what they talked about for like, you know, whatever, 5-10 minutes. And that was it. So and then when I saw her at BravoCon, I'm like, remember Louis said he came up to you and he told you he knew Frederick. She's like, oh yeah, I forgot that. You know what I mean? You forget. Cause like, right, you know, when you put on the spot.
Louis trying to date Alexia. Wow. Then you guys go, the four of you guys go to dinner. Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, I mean, not dinner. We've actually got on vacation together. We've gone to Puerto Rico together.
Oh, remember I was supposed to go with you.
Yeah. So
I was
we've double dated. Oh, right. That was for Louis' birthday.
Yes.
Who else's birthday was it? I think just Louis' birthday. We invited them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to Puerto Rico together. We stayed at the, where do we stay at that beautiful place?
I forget. Which we had booked and we had to cancel. I don't know. It was nice place.
Four Seasons. Like it was like the best place to stay in Puerto Rico.
So that's why then Alexia. Okay, now it makes sense. So then Alexia was asked.
Oh yeah. So we've gone on vacation with Alexia and Todd. I love Alexia. It's true. Like I'm glad Bravo brought us together because we are so, you know,
incredible.
We're similar, you know. And Todd and Louis get along so great. Yeah.
They're both amazing.
So we've double dated a lot. You know, we've gone on vacation together. So
remember last BravoCon, we all went out to dinner.
Yeah. Oh, wait, where did we go? I'm trying to remember.
That place that you love in the Hudson Yards.
Oh, Milos. Yeah. Milos. Yes. Yeah. Milos. Yes. I love Milos. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much going on that sometimes you forget what's going on. So that was the only question I talked about. And I wasn't going to talk about my sister-in-law. Well,
Did you get asked about that?
I wasn't going to talk about Melissa, but the reason why I did, because I wanted everybody, because everybody's probably like, where did this rumor come from? And it came from her. Unfortunately, someone that's supposed to be my family put this rumor out there. And if you watch the after show, she says it on the after show on season 13.
I'm going to see. How, what am I living under a rock? I missed that. So I had no idea when I saw Lexi and Watch What Happens Live. I'm like, where the hell is this coming from?
That came from Melissa. Got it.
Okay.
That came
from Melissa. Did you get asked on the interview line about them?
Just that one. Yeah. One person asked me. And then I wasn't going to talk about her because it's like really that chapter. And the other question is like, are we ever going to make up? And I said, that chapter's closed. And that was the other question I got asked.
That's a good response. But so.
Otherwise, I have to say it was very positive. It was amazing.
You didn't talk shit.
No, and that's the thing. I don't talk shit about anybody because that's not how I roll. I really don't roll that way. You know, if somebody talks shit about me and then I get asked about it, then of course I'm going to respond. Yeah. And then, right? I mean, did I tell you anything else, Melissa? I'm trying to remember if there was anything else.
Well, you know
else.
What, too? Like I was saying how great.
And then people were saying our last panel. And they're like, this person came up and asked questions. And then she was like, Jennifer, can you be any farther up Teresa's ass? So you know what I did? I stood up, I bent down, like curled up my hand. And the thing is, I'm just as much as up Jennifer's ass as she is mine. And the thing is, like, you know, Jennifer responded to her and then I was trying to respond to her, but I wanted everybody to calm because everybody was like screaming and I wanted everybody to quiet down. So
screaming, like laughing at the question
or like, yeah, or like, woo, you know, whatever they were doing. And I wanted everybody to quiet down because I wanted everyone to hear my answer. And then Jennifer's like, respond back to her. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm like, you know, Jennifer has my back. I have her back. That's what true friends do. They have each other's backs. And Jennifer, we have trust, loyalty, and respect. I'm very big on that. And maybe a lot of people can't relate to that, but we are real friends. Like, that's the thing. Like, maybe I'm on these Bravo shows or in these Housewives shows, maybe not, you know, maybe a lot of people don't have real friendships, but Jennifer and I, we really do have real, our friendship's real. And it's like, and I guess these people can't understand that. So just, you know, yeah. So she's
They only see what we're talking about. People most take what they see as like, that's who they are. That's what it is. So on the show, they think she's just kissing your ass. Just like this is what I was saying, like about having the podcast. People see a different side, right? And that's why I loved having our booth and having BravoCon. Because Louis was in there. He was like, you guys, there was hundreds of people lined up. Louis was going down the line saying hi to everybody.
I got good response. All the fans were like, he's so nice. I'm like, he really is. I'm
like, but like they're saying that because you see one thing, even when they say that about you, like, oh my gosh, you're so nice. Like it's a surprise to them because they only see a little snippet of who they think you are and they take it and run with it.
Yeah, on my show, I'm always on the defense. So it's like, you know, it's like, I can't wait for them to start showing me not being on the defense and me just being happy, like the way I really, really am, you know?
Right. Which is why you know, all the DMs, I'm always like, DM me your questions. If you want to be on, I'm responsible. You guys, that's why at BravoCon, when I was like, DM me, just like I say on this podcast, because they're the ones that DM me to come on for 2 minute bitches, to send pictures, whatever. But like, I get so many, like, I love this podcast with you too, because you're real. And then you bring out the different sides of Teresa that like, we don't get to see. And we don't, and you know, we get to learn about different things with her and who she is and how she really is, because we don't get to see it on the show. So I think that's why this podcast, the BravoCon, the meet and greets were so nice. Louis out there. When do you normally get to meet all these fans? Not often.
Oh, yeah. No. It was great. And I'm trying to think what else. I'm trying to give you guys highlights of BravoCon. Yeah, so Kyle and I did the we presented first at Watch What Happens Live for the awards. So that was really exciting. So I was nervous about that at first, but everyone said I killed it. I was like, yes, you know, because I had to read the teleprompter, you know? So was
that hard?
Because
it's far away.
Of course, Andy Cohen has it down packed because his first take. He did amazing.
Well, like, he's done this a million times.
I know, but still, it's still nerve-wracking coming out with dancers, with the feathers.
Of course.
That whole thing. And then he asked us, you think I should do it again? And we're like, no, you killed it. Because, you know, it is like nerve-wracking. Like you want to make sure you do it the right way. You know, but because they were recording it, it wasn't live. He could have did another take, but we told him, we're like, no, it was perfect. Like you did so good, you know? So he didn't do another take on it. But yeah. And he said, he was like, it's hard. Like when you have kids, you know, practicing with all this, I'm like, trust me. I know, you know,
it's a lot.
So,
I didn't even tell you, Teresa, guess who I ran into in the back room?
Who?
Shannon Medore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw her a few times. Yeah.
I was on a
panel with her with the, she was on the OG Housewives with me. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. She was great.
I was on some panel. Oh, I was on Watch What Happens Live with her. Yeah.
She was nice. She was great. Cause we've talked before, but like we've never met in person. And she was just like,
I've worked with her. I've done an appearance with her. She's, you know, really sweet, you know?
Yeah. And Vicky too. Remember Vicky was at Phaedra's party? Oh yeah, duh. We went to Phaedra's party, her 50th.
Yeah, Vicky is awesome. You know, Vicky's awesome. Last year she talked about me. She said I was the most overrated housewife.
She did?
Yes, yes. Yeah, she did.
Wait, so then seeing her at Phaedra's party, was that the first time you had seen her?
From last year? But then me and her had to squash the beef last year.
And did you squash it?
Yeah, we did. But I mean, I don't know if we had a squash to beef, but she did say that about me. And I was just like, yeah, why would you say that? It's like, first of all, but I guess this is Bravo. Everyone throws shade at each other. Like, it's just not how I roll. You know, I don't like to throw shade at people because I just feel like we are a family. We all work for Bravo. So it's like, I don't really.
Yeah, but no way in the world can you expect.
But I guess, I'm being a hypocrite right now because, look, we throw shade on our own actual TV shows. And the only reason why, because if someone comes after you, then you need to defend yourself. And that's exactly what we do. But listen, like I said, I don't throw.
Did you guys ever talk?
I never want to throw the first. I usually don't throw the first punch. I usually don't. I said that rumor about Jackie and Evan, but that was like, I was just, like I told you, I was trying to be a girl's girl. I was just
Repeating it from someone else telling you it? I thought someone told you.
Yeah, my brother told me. Okay. And now, well, you know what? Let's not talk about this. You'll see a lot of this in next season.
So you guys just stay tuned.
Yeah. You'll see a lot of, cause like, I feel like, you know, people could be like, well, you threw the first punch with that. And it wasn't really throwing a punch. Like to me, I felt like I was trying to have her back, like, cause it was done to me and I wanted her to stick up for herself. Mm-hmm. So that's the only reason why I said it, you know, but there'll be more of that next season.
All right, guys.
Continuation of that. Yeah. Yes.
Continued of that conversation.
Yeah.
No, but had you and Vicky ever squashed it? Like talked since she said that.
I said, if you watch, if anybody brings it up, you could find it. You could find it, Melissa, too. Like me and Vicky last year, she said I was the most overrated housewife. I was like, really? I'm like, I forgot what I said. Like, why would you say that? It's like, you know, I'm all about lifting each other up. Like women empowerment, lifting each other up, like not knocking each other down. It's like, I wouldn't say she's the most overrated housewife. She won an award this year for being, she was on for like, she's been on for 18 or 19 years.
Yeah, it's insane.
She won a housewife award. Forgot how what the name of the actual award was.
When we saw her at Vicky's party, was that the first time you had seen her since the last BravoCon or since she said this?
Oh, at Phaedra's party?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably because I don't see her.
And it was fine?
Yeah, she was very nice to me. Yeah, she was very nice to me. Yeah.
Well, you guys, everyone else was so amazing.
And I'm trying to think what other questions. Yeah, I mean, that whole Jennifer thing was whatever.
Look at the sun coming in and shining on my boobs.
Nice, yeah. And then I heard that that there was paid hecklers to come.
I heard that too. It was paid
hecklers. Yeah, like that's crazy. And like that was put out there that people were going around offering people money to come heckler. And like, it's crazy. Like, see, like my hands, hands will never be dirty on that, 'cause I would never do that. You know,
the hate.
But, yeah. So
but people just need to be nice to each other and be respectful and be nice. Be nice.
Yeah, but it's I have to say, BravoCon was amazing to us. Yeah, to Louie and I, we got so much love. Everyone kept saying love, and you know, it was beautiful. I mean, we got a lot of love at Namaste Bitches booth.
Oh my God, you guys!
Yeah,
single person, and they waited like an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah,
you guys.
I mean, our line, the line for Louie and I. So many people told me that. They're like, we wanted to get a picture of you and Louie. It was sold out in a second. They said they went on right when the tickets went on sale for a picture with Louie and I, and it was sold out like immediately.
Yeah.
And our line was like super long. And I was just like, I'm so grateful, you know?
Our line for the booth was insane.
Oh my God, that was insane.
And then not only that, but then when you went off to go do something, I was at the booth and people were still come by, say hi, buy merch. Like,
and then it's something that I always get, which I'd rather get this. They're like, oh man, you're so much prettier in person.
Yeah.
Which I love to hear. And then there are a lot of people telling me, oh my God, Louie's so hot. I'm like, I know that. Why do you think I married him? You know, because I feel like Louie and I look different on TV than in person. You know, like
for sure. I think a lot of people do.
Says that he looks red, and that's he steams every day. So steam, when you take a steam shower, I guess maybe on TV, it comes off like looking red, you know, but in person he looks tan because he's Latino, you know?
Yeah. It was amazing. You guys, every single person that came to Namaste Bitches booth, waited in line, your energy, your love, we felt it. Like meeting every single one of you was just incredible. Thank you so much. A million thank yous to everyone that came to meet us. We loved it all. Thank you for buying merch. Thank you for always listening to Namaste Bitches as always. Like, it was just absolutely incredible.
Yeah. And I know we said we were going to have Louie on.
Yeah.
I know we said we were going to have Louie on.
Yes.
As you guys all know, yes, he did win his case, but yeah, so excited about that. And of course, huge, we want to get our story out there. But we're waiting for the judge to put the transcript out there. And we want to do everything right. Just like, you know, the judge
crossed
every T, dotted every I. We want to do the same thing. And I think our producer was so excited and, you know, went ahead of us and saying that we were going to, you know, have Louie on. But, you know,
I was too, because I wanted to like get it out there.
Yes. But in due time, because listen, I like doing everything right, especially with the legal system. So, and you know, when the time is right, of course, my husband's going to be on his wife's podcast. Hello. Who does he sleep with? You know?
Right. Totally.
So, yeah. So, so guys, you know, when we're able to talk about it, we will. So,
yep. And we will, as soon as we can, guys. We got excited because of course we want to get the good news out there. We want to like show people that Louie was, you know, did nothing, that it was a very stressful time because of what happened to him. It was a very stressful time for you guys.
It's been, we went through this for the past 6 months. So, you know, and very stressful. And I think I had PS, post-traumatic stress from it, because it just reminded me of my last legal case. But my last legal case happened so quick. And I just felt like, you know, this took a major effect on me because, it was, when we're able to talk about it, we'll hear about it. And this is, you know, more to come in the next season. So, trust me.
It's just been a lot.
If anybody wants to get the story out is, you know, I do. It's been, it's been a lot. So
a lot.
Yeah, so thank you guys for all your love and support. You guys are amazing. And that's why I'm never like a diva. That's why anytime ask me to take a picture, I always take a picture, because if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't be here.
Right, so. Totally. No, I mean, that was, again, And thank you. We thank you every time. Like, thank you for everyone that couldn't go to BravoCon. Thank you for listening. Everyone that does listen, you know, was there, is listening now. All your support, whether you're with us or just listening, we know you are with us. Thank you for messaging me. You know, we share your pictures. We love to hear your story. We love to talk to you. Oh my God, Teresa, remember so many people were like, you should come on 2 Minute Bitches because they were so fun and like full of life. And like that was another thing too.
And BravoCon was so crazy. Like, I know, like, yeah, Melissa Rivers, we were supposed to do a podcast with her, but it was just,
with her dad too.
It was just a lot. Like, it was just, there was a lot going on. I had like a lot of panels. Oh my God. One of the panels that I loved doing was with James Kennedy and Ally. We did couples. We both did
That's cool.
Yeah, we did a couples panel. And that was so much fun. And I never watched Vanderpump Rules. Because I was not going to lie and say I couldn't watch it. I love them. They were adorable. She's an astrologer. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I got her phone number.
She's sweet. She seems really sweet.
So sweet. We said we're going to double date the next time I'm in California. So we did a panel with them and I loved it. It was awesome. Like Louie and I and the two of them. And it was so cute. And so I told them I never watched Vanderpump Rules. So tonight, Louie and I, so we're watching Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, God. Grab your popcorn.
Yeah, we're having the family over because it was my stepson's birthday
Little Louie's birthday.
Yeah, we call him Little Louie, but it was my stepson's birthday on Sunday, but we were in Vegas with the fans.
Yeah.
So he understood. And he was in Michigan. Oh, my daughter. It was parents' weekend also, guys. Gabriella said, Mom, no, I understand you have to work. So we sent Melania, Gia, and Little Louie to Michigan.
Remember when they FaceTimed, we were all in the car?
Yes. So they were in Michigan for Parents Weekend because I was at BravoCon with you guys, with all the fans. So it was his birthday on Sunday. So tonight we're having the family over and we're going to have cake for him because last night we were so exhausted when we got home. So we're going to do it tonight. And that's it. And then, I'm going to be busy the next few days. I have appearances in Boston, Connecticut, and in Atlantic City and New York. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, you guys, that's how much we love you. Look, Teresa missed Parents Weekend. She missed Louie's birthday because we wanted to come see you guys. So, we got to go. Look, the sun is out of control. I'm sweating my balls off. So listen, everybody that came, thank you so much for your love and support. Like, you have no idea how incredible it was meeting you, all your love, all your amazing support, talking about Namaste Bitches, talking about certain episodes and things we talk about. Thank you. And as always, thank you every Wednesday for listening, tuning in to Namaste Bitches. This is exactly why we do it for you guys. And we just cannot thank you enough. Oh, and don't forget, if you missed at BravoCon getting merch or you just want to still grab your amazing merch, we have zip up, we have hats, we have t-shirts, we have sweats. Go to shop.herdatmedia.com as well as you can check out this whole amazing episode seeing our beautiful faces on YouTube on Herdat Media's YouTube channel. Don't forget.
Thank you, guys. Follow us at Namaste Bitches Pod. Follow me at Teresa Judice.
I'm at Melissa Feaster, and we will see you next Wednesday.
Thank you, guys. Love, love, love. Have a great day.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.